Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. That was a video from Olive Tree Ministries, an organization devoted to the study of end times prophecy, also known as eschatology. I have listened to Jan Markell, the founder of Olive Tree Ministries, who does a weekend radio program on AFR Talk called Discerning the Times for years. And I confess, it was often with a somewhat skeptical attitude. But now with our world spinning out of control, I, like many former skeptics, just like me, are suddenly paying very close attention to end time prophecies indeed. So today in our Bible study that I have entitled simply, Out of Here, A Look at Eschatology, let's take a timely look at what happens next and why it is so important to, as Jan Markell says, be able to discern the times. So let's first define eschatology, shall we? O holder of the golden clicker, if you would please change that slide. Thanks so much. Now, eschatology is the part of theology concerned with death, judgment, and the final destiny of the soul and of humankind. Christian hope is concerned with eschatology, or the science of the last things. Now, eschatology is from the Greek, the word eschatos, which simply means last, concerns expectations of the end of the present age, or of history, or of the world itself. The end of the world, or end times, is predicted by several world religions, both Abrahamic and non-Abrahamic, which teach that negative world events will eventually reach a climax. Belief that the end of the world is imminent is known as apocalypticism. I hope I'm saying that right. And over time has been held both by members of mainstream religions as well as by doomsday cults. Now, speaking of doomsday cults, scoff, if you will, at the crazy peeps with the sandwich boards walking the streets proclaiming, the end is near. But you only need to go to the grocery store or the gas pump or watch the news about what's happening in Ukraine to know that something is definitely going on here. Amen. So let's take a look at really what breaks down to be the three main views on how the end times will play out. Oh, kind clicker person, if you would please change that slide, thank you. And we're just going to see the three there, and I'll tell you what they are. The first is premillennialism. Premillennialism. In Christian eschatology, it's the belief that Jesus will physically return to the earth before the millennium, a literal 1,000-year golden age of peace. The doctrine is called premillennialism because it holds that Jesus' physical return to earth will occur prior to the millennium. Premillennialism is based on a literal interpretation of Revelation 21 through 6. Look it up, read it. Don't really have time to go over that whole passage in the New Testament, which describes Jesus' reign in a period of 1,000 years. Now, if you've never dipped your toe into the book of Revelation, a lot of symbolism. So now we're just sort of getting to the core of that. Number two, post-millennialist. What do they believe? They believe that as more people are saved, the millennium, with a capital M, will become an increasing golden age of spiritual prosperity, with uplifted social, economic, political, and cultural life. Right? The world will eventually enjoy a state of righteousness and peace hitherto unseen. Only after the completion of this period will Christ return. Now, last but not least, is amillennialism. Now, an amillennialist sees the thousand years reigns as spiritual and non-literal, as opposed to a physical understanding of history. Whenever you put the prefix A, that typically signifies a negation of the word. But with amill, with this position, it sees the millennium has already been realized, or better explained as millennium now. To simplify, amillennialism, easy for you to say, sees the first coming of Christ as the inauguration of the kingdom and of his return as the consummation of the kingdom. John's mention of the thousand years reign points to all things that would happen in the church age. Now, of those three, which one are you? Which one am I? You probably guessed it by the title. Out of here. That is why I am a staunch premillennialist. And in my humble opinion, the sooner the better. So what should we be our takeaway from today? Well, simply this. Oh, anointed clicker person, please. If you would, just one last time. Thank you. Change that slide. And here's the bottom line. Fear not. The Bible tells us 366 times to fear not. And now more than ever, we need to focus on Jesus and not on our difficulties. Gee, Oswald Chambers told us that last week. Oh, precious peeps. Our focus needs to be on bringing as many people into the kingdom as possible. And right now, even the former skeptics, just like me, are all ears. So, let us be bold in our sharing of our faith. Peeps, we're the ones with the answers. Let's share it. Let's tell them the good news. Let's give them some good news. They need some good news. The good news of Jesus Christ before we are out of here and it's too late. So if you would, just allow me, in closing, to share Jen Markell's comforting closing remarks from her weekly program. I love this. I give her full credit for this. And she says it every week. And I love hearing it because it's what we need to be hearing right now. Amen. When the time was right, the sea parted, the walls fell down, the lions went hungry, the sun stood still, the waves were calm, the stone was rolled away, the clouds were parted, the Lord ascended, and when the time is right, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will return. He is always right on time. And his plan for you is good. Oh, Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the hope that lies in our belief in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're the ones that have the answer. People are clamoring for answers. People are going to war. People are dying. People are suffering, and they need to hear this good news. So allow us to be bold in our faith, Lord. This is the time that before we're out of here, our focus needs to be on bringing as many people as possible with us. So allow us that. One prayer you always say yes to, Lord, is courage. Grant us the courage. Lord, grant us the wisdom. Grant us the strength and the resolve to do what needs to be done now for such a time as this. And we praise you and thank you for that awesome opportunity, Lord, for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.